everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, buy and eat. Come, buy, eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your wages for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and get this, and eat what is good. And what are we pointed to? The bread of life. Eat what is good, and delight yourself in abundance. Incline your ear, come to me. Listen, that you may live. That's an invitation of God for we who struggle. God says, come, come. Christian, get away from spending your money on that which perishes. Stop. Come, eat freely. And eat what is good. Incline your ear to me. Listen to God, dear friends. Listen to God. Listen to Jesus. Coming to God, listen to him to faith. Let's eat that which is good, the bread of life. You know, we must believe in order to be saved. And we must believe as we grow in our Christian life. We must believe to be saved. We must eat of the bread of life to be saved. And we must eat of the bread of life to grow. I like what John Newton says. I have a couple of little books, some of the letters of John Newton that he wrote to friends and members of his church. He says, how often I have longed to be an instrument of establishing you in the peace and hope of the gospel. And I have but one way of attempting it, by telling you over and over of the power and grace of Jesus. You want nothing to make you happy, but to have the eyes of your understanding more fixed upon the Redeemer and more enlightened by the Holy Spirit to behold his glory. He is a suitable Savior. He has power and authority and compassion to save to the uttermost. He has given his word of promise to engage our confidence, and he is able and faithful to make good the expectations and the desires he has raised in us. Put your trust in him. Believe, as we say, through thick and thin, in defiance of all objections from within and without. That's the feeding that the Christian does as we feed and fight for the bread of life. Because you're going to be surrounded from all kinds of defiance and objections around you and in you. So, we must seek the bread of life, we must work for the bread of life, and we must eat the bread of life. When it comes to the bread of life, we must eat it. Verse 30, again, incredible. So they said to him, what then do you do for a sign so that we may see and believe you? Great Scott. He had performed the signs of healing. He performs the sign of giving them bread. And Jesus says, listen, you must work. Don't work for that which perishes. Work for that which endures to life. And what is the work that we must do, Jesus? Simply believe. Okay, then. You want us to believe in you? What sign are you going to give us? That's how hard our heart is. That's the nature of our flesh. What work? And then they turn it around and say, you want us? Well, what work are you going to do, Jesus? What sign are you going to give us? What work do you perform? Then they said, our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, as is written, he gave them bread out of heaven to eat. Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread out of heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread out of heaven. Here we see the blindness of heart. Jesus, you want us to believe in you? Do something great for us. Prove yourself right now, Lord. Prove yourself to me. Are you greater than Moses? Lord, you fed 5,000. Moses fed a nation. You gave us bread yesterday. Moses gave them manna for 40 years. You gave barley loaves and fish. You gave barley loaves and fish. Moses gave manna. Can you do better than that, Jesus? Do better than that, we'll believe. That's the nature of sin. Jesus had to correct them. He says it wasn't Moses who gave you the manna. It was God who gave you the manna. But the bread that God gives, the true bread, is not manna. Manna just pointed to something greater than itself. The true bread is a gift from God. The true bread, in verse 33, for the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives his life to the world. Back to humans again. What did they say? How did they respond to that? They said, where am I? Oh, verse 34. Well, sir, give us this bread always. Now, that sounds pretty spiritual, but it isn't. It's the same as the woman at the well when Jesus offered her living water. And she says, the water I give endures forever, and you'll never have to drink from this well again. And she said, oh, Lord, give me this water. I don't want to come back to this well again. And that's what the people are saying. Lord, give us this bread. We don't want to go to Sobeys anymore. We don't want to go to the superstore. We want our cupboards full every day. It wasn't spiritual. It was earthly. They did not understand it was Jesus talking about. But Jesus plainly said to them, despite who they were and despite their heart, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. The bread of which Jesus speaks is not like manna that you could pick up and eat. The bread is nothing less than Jesus Christ himself, the Son of God. Physical food nourishes our physical bodies. Jesus, the bread of life, nourishes our spiritual life. We must eat of it. J.C. Ryle again said, our Lord would have us know that he himself is the appointed food of man's soul. The soul of every man is naturally starving and famishing through sin. Christ is given by God the Father to be the satisfier, the reliever, and the physician of man's spiritual need. In him and in his mediatorial office, in him and his atoning death, in him and in his priesthood, in him and his grace, love, and power, in him alone will empty souls find their needs supplied. In him there is life, and he is the bread of life. Do you know what it means to be spiritually hungry? Do we feel within us the emptiness in conscience, in heart, and in affections? Let us understand that Christ and Christ alone can relieve and fill us. And that's his office. That's what he was given for us to do. And Jesus says, he who comes to me, you won't be disappointed. He says, he who comes to me will never hunger, and he who comes to me will never thirst, for I am the bread of life. The promises of God, the Bible is full of them. And every promise is like a crumb of the loaf. Eat, eat. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 1:20, when it comes to the promises of God, when God says, I will be your comforter, I am your keeper, I am your shepherd, I am the one who cares for you, all these promises, Paul says, for as many as of the promises of God, in Jesus they are. What am I to do with the bread of life? I'm to seek it. I'm to work for it by faith. And I'm to feed on it. And I'm to nourish all the promises of God. Eat the word of God. Put it in your head. Put it in your heart. And I have a promise in closing for you. God the Father says this, do not fear, I am with you. Do not be anxious, look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And we sing to God, guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Feed me till I want no more. Amen.